The good mouse consented, but the cat crept behind the town walls to the church and devoured half the pot of fat. Nothing ever seems so good as what one keeps to oneself, said she, and was quite satisfied with her day's work. When she went home, the mouse inquired, And what was this, child christened? Half done, answered the cat. Half done? What are you saying? I never heard the name in my life. I'll wager anything it is not in the calendar. The cat's mouth soon began to water for some more licking. All good things go in threes, said she. I am asked to stand godmother again. The child is quite black, only it has white paws, but with that exception, it has not a single white hair on its whole body. This only happens once every few years. You will let me go, won't you?
Top off, half done, answered the mouse. They are such odd names. They make me very thoughtful.
You sit at home, said the cat, in your dark gray fur coat and long tail, and are filled with fancies. That's because you do not go out in the daytime. During the cat's absence, the mouse cleaned the house and put it in order, but the greedy cat entirely emptied the pot of fat. When everything is eaten up, one has some peace, said she to herself, and well filled and fat, she did not return home till night. The mouse at once asked what name had been given to the third child.
It will not please you more than the others, said the cat. He is called All Gone.
All Gone, cried the mouse. That is the most suspicious name of all. I have never seen it in print. All Gone. What can that mean?
And she shook her head, curled herself up, and lay down to sleep. From this time forth, no one invited the cat to be godmother. But when the winter had come, and there was no longer anything to be found outside, the mouse thought of their provision and said,
Come, cat. We will go to our pot of fat, which we have stored up for us.